This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery. Just wanna know.
George Sava, dude.
That's me.
Little boy George.
That's a really fun theme song you guys have. Do you pay the Beatles estate?
Sorry, do you think Paul McCartney is dead?
He did a little bit. A little bit he did.
Aren't there other songs about it?
What? No.
Like, you play the,
like the Paul
play,
is dead?
Yeah, Paul's dead.
I saw He's Paul like, in concert last summer with you.
Wait, you and I saw Paul McCartney in concert?
No, it was with my ex-girlfriend, but it just is a good story and good for the bit. If you, like, I'll cut this all out, but like, just laugh like you were at the concert with
oh
me.
Oh my God, keep this in, keep this in.
Wow.
No, we don't pay anyone. I did see a comment on the subreddit today asking about, like, how can they get away with this?
I think it's a short enough clip and it falls under parody law.
Because we sing over it.
It's inaudible, to be sure. And it's on Audible. And you can find our show on audible.com. We just left HeadGum. We are now with Audible. George Saba, man George.
Is here.
I just want you to say, to know that, like, when you guys were singing, and maybe you sang, like, this parody version, I sang the real lyrics. So I think you will.
You know the
awesome.
Real
we'll
lyrics?
We'll cut his audio. We'll cut his audio there.
Yeah. Isn't it pho you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'll cut your audio because we will be in hot water. George, I think you're the most requested guest. And
you really
the most,
are.
And the unrequited love of the show.
That can't be true.
It is.
Like, I'm flattered and I appreciate
you
that.
You are the most requested guest.
That's astonishing. That gives me a lot. You should have told me that after.
It gives you a lot of pause. Is that what you're going to say?
It gives me, like, it's a lot of pressure.
Oh, yeah, pressure.
George
sure.
is the most renowned improviser this side of the Mississippi. It's like,
that's not
no
true.
One
like, I love George and he's really funny, but that's not
like
true.
George. No, it's but it's not... like, I think that's why he's the most requested because it's like, George is the funniest person I've ever met. Ever.
Well, he's one of the funniest ever. People I know, but I wouldn't say he's the most renowned west of the Mississippi. So that includes Portland, Austin, mm-hmm. Los Angeles,
mm-hmm. Colorado,
that's right.
Big improv
that's
scene
right.
there.
Yeah,
yeah,
Telluride.
Guys, even Colorado, it even includes Colorado.
George, can you say this is George Saba and you're listening to Review Review live coming at you from Jeffrey James' empty bedroom?
This is George Saba. You're listening to Review Review coming at you live from Jeffrey James's empty bedroom.
George, how have you been? I haven't seen you in.
I know.
Since March 6th, I think.
I know, in person. Yeah, last I saw Jeffrey, you were dropping off a box of uncooked meat at my house before you fled. And then Riley, I don't think I've seen.
I haven't seen you in person.
I haven't seen you in person in a while.
I think since the last year's HeadGum Live. Am I wrong with that?
No, you know what? I would have seen you at HeadGum birthday party?
That was last August.
Holy shit. No, it had to have been more recent than that.
No, it was at the HeadGum Live in December for sure. Because you did a bit. You did a segment, right?
Yes, I came on. I hosted the dating show.
That's right. Yeah. My God, it has been a very long time. I'm very, very happy to see you, George.
It's nice to see you too. What's that little post-it note on your wall?
You have to take it down, Riley.
I never will. We have had this question asked on multiple episodes.
The first time was with Hey Riddle Riddle in the middle of July.
In which case, don't tell me.
What do you think it says? No, this should be a new segment. This should be a new segment. What do you think the one post-it wall on my white walls?
Get some sleep.
Here's the thing. Get some sleep. It's not where you'd instinctually look. Like, if you're getting out of bed to remind yourself of anything, you're probably looking the opposite direction.
Absolutely.
George, how has your quarantine been? Would you like to... I mean, everybody knows who you...
You've been cooking a lot.
George always cooks. When I used to live with George in Los Feliz, he'd come home to the smells of sage and brown butter. And did I mention sautéed onions?
Yeah, I've cooked a lot all the time.
I know, but I guess I'm seeing more pictures of it now.
Oh yeah, I used to never tell anybody. And then in quarantine, I was like, this is all I do. I have no means of creativity other than to like tell people I do this. So yeah, I cook a lot. Can I jump to the plugs? Should I plug
Yes,
my...
no, plug now.
Yeah, please.
Food Insta. I have a food Instagram. The name's going to change. The name is bad. it's Secret George Saba, but secret is spelled S-E-A-T, cret, George, G-E-O-R-G-E-S, S-A-B-A.
I fully thought it was Secret George Saba.
No.
Why? Why would that be good for food? And it's a play on, if you don't already follow my regular Insta, Secret, spelled normal way secret, George Saba, G-O-R-G-S-S-A-B-A.
Spelled normal way secret.
No, spelled normal way secret.
Do you want to catch people up to speed on what you've done since, let's say, 2017, when you were most active within the HeadGum
HeadGum community? Mm-hmm. Let's see. I have hopped around from different entertainment industry jobs, from like working at Comedy Central and doing... I currently work for a company that I can't hyper-disclose a lot of what I do.
Well, you can talk about the series.
I actually cannot.
Okay.
You have to bleep that
out. No, I'll bleep that out for sure. I just was wondering if maybe you could talk with it, with some liberty, if at all.
I can't talk much about that at all.
We'll move on. I'll bleep it, or I'll cut it out. It'll be fine.
That's the thing about what I do now. I just can't talk a ton about it, especially on a podcast that gets a pretty wide listener.
It's not that big. It's just that they will take it and post about it everywhere.
Yes.
It's a rabid fandom, I should say. And I think
though she
I imagine,
be little, she be fierce.
Oh, that's good.
What is your favorite dish you've made so far in quarantine?
Last thing I made was jollof rice, which is like a Nigerian dish. So as of late, I've been trying to like explore like African and Jamaican cuisine, just like black cuisine, and sort of in light of like, the uprisings.
The current civil rights movement we are living
through
right now.
The current civil rights movement we're existing in. Yeah. It's recently been the jollof rice, and with that was a Nigerian red stew chicken. And the stew, the sauce is called obeata, which if everyone wants a brief food education, is like the mother sauce of Nigeria, comparable to like a bechamel in France. Mm-hmm. I could talk about this for 30 years. It's not funny. That's the thing. That's the thing about my interest in food is it's like there's nothing about food that's remotely funny to me. It's like very serious and sciencey. I
love that. I think that's awesome. Jeff was telling me about how he thinks it's like really, really nerdy and lame, but like I don't think that's true. Like I think it's like really awesome.
Jeffrey, I'm your friend.
Never said that. I never said that.
Jeff thinks of food as fuel. So it's like really refreshing to talk to someone who like sees it as like an art, and like you see the history of it, you see the culture and how that's changed kind of everything. And Jeff just looks Jeff will look at like a ratatouille and he'll be like, that like gets me through 3 to 4 PM. That's my 3 to 4 p.m. meal.
I've never said that fine French cuisine tides me over between
Jeffrey,
meals. I've never even intimated that.
This is the most fucked up thing you've ever said.
Are you kidding me?
Speaking of, like, fine cuisine and like things that are in art and affect culture in a really profound way, George has brought us a topic this week that is a cultural reset in many ways. We're talking Margaritavilles today. We should be talking about Margaritavilles every day.
I love Margaritaville. And I do talk about it every day. I love Jimmy Buffett.
Really? Are you a parrot head?
Yeah, I really do. I'm a parrot head. There's a big parrot head community. Watching the sun bake. All of those tourists covered with oil. Strumming my sick string. And is that a short enough clip that you won't get caught for that? Because there was, again, no parroting that.
I think it's short enough, and we don't make enough money off the show for it to matter.
I'm just saying, as a loyal parrot head, I will write a letter to the Jimmy.
You're going
to
submit this to Jimmy.
I'm going to submit this to the Jimmy Buffett estate.
So he's dead.
Right?
I don't think he's dead.
Huh? I don't know.
When was he most popular? The 80s?
Yeah. Wind Changes and Attitude Changes and Latitude came out.
George, what's your experience with Margaritaville?
He's very much alive.
Because you were very quick and excited to bring this to us.
Because I love Jimmy Buffett. Like, he's been my number one Spotify, you know, every year.
Because
he's been my number one.
he makes
in your heart.
He makes me feel like I'm on vacation.
You are 70-year-old white retiree.
Where do you go to Margaritaville? You said that there was none in
Cincinnati.
I don't think there's one
been.
In LA.
There's one at the Universal City Walk, which I've been to a handful of times.
Are you
I thought you meant like you
me,
just
man.
Like to go to Margaritaville like as a vibe, like the idea of Margaritaville.
I've known you for 5 fucking years. I've never once heard you say the words Margaritaville till this
week.
Well,
it's another thing I don't tell people about because of all the libel you spread about food not being interesting.
I never said that.
Riley just
I didn't
said.
Say bechamel.
Riley just said. Why would she lie?
And speaking of which, I am drinking a margarita right now. George, when you came on screen, Jeff noticed how violently blue your drink is, and I simply have to know what's in it.
Yeah, what are you drinking?
So I made myself a Mai Tai, and I, like, was going to make it regular. And then because I have all this, like, blue curacao that I have no use for, I was like, what if I just subbed the regular curacao for blue curacao and the dark rum for a white rum, and I just made it blue.
So you're
it's
living
not
your
as
island
good.
Dream.
It's my look, I also love tiki drinks. So, mm-hmm. like, anything, like a fruity beverage, because I like feeling like I'm on vacation.
You and I used to have a tiki
bar. We did
bar.
Used to have
it was
a
sort
tiki
of
bar.
Infamous.
Yes, the Chumbawamba Bar.
The Chumbawamba Bar, you named it. What was the origin of Chumbawamba Bar? It's like, we got a whiskey drink.
We got a vodka drink.
What was it?
We got a lager drink. We got another drink. Because we'd have a party where we'd have a whiskey drink.
Yes.
We'd prepare a whiskey cocktail. Right. We'd prepare a vodka drink. We'd have another drink, which we often dubbed the bad drink,
yep,
which was a drink
bad
we just
drink.
Threw
right.
shit
exactly
into.
Exactly right.
We had a lager drink because we had beer on tap.
Yes.
And then that was it. And then we'd sing the songs that remind us of the good times.
We'd sing the songs that remind us of the bad times. We used to have a drink called the bad drink. And if you drank it within a minute, because we would fill it to the brim, you got your photo on the wall of the tiki bar. And the tiki bar was in an old shed.
I remember going to a party and being very excited to drink the bad drink and get my photo on the wall. And I went down there. I'm like, hit me with one of those bad drinks, and y'all were like, we're out. And I was so sad.
Because it was expensive to have.
Yeah, it was
upset.
Really expensive.
So I've never had the bad drink. I've heard tell. I've seen pictures of people who aren't me on the walls having had the bad drink.
I can make you just a bad cocktail.
I would like that, George.
All right.
Why?
I'll make you something vile.
I want you to drive by my house. We'll do a hostage pickup situation. You'll put the drink on the sidewalk.
Blackout. Haunted house
and
Ryan
Gosling.
I
will
style.
Drink it and you will watch from the sidewalk. I will finish it. You will take a photo.
And then you'll drive as you start to become intoxicated.
I will drunkenly drive down the streets of Hollywood. Yes.
Wow, that's a fun evolution of the challenge where it's, you drink it and now you have to commit a crime.
We got a whiskey drink. I drove down Melrose Avenue and I killed.
Oh my God.
I thought you were going to do something like, I just drove down Melrose Avenue.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's
and
good.
I'm never going to drive again.
I barely even killed five guys.
That's better.
So you've been to Margaritaville?
Any standout experiences from Margaritaville?
Nah, they're all just like sort of net good, you know? Like, I get my sweet sugary drink. I get, you know, my chain restaurant food. I'm just there for the vibe. I listen to them play Son of a Sailor.
Right.
There's a little at the City Walk one. There's a stage with like a drum set that says Margaritaville on it and like stands for all these instruments and stuff as if a band's going to perform, and no one ever does. And then there's TVs.
Why do they have
that
it?
I've always wondered, and I've always wanted to be like, if I ever do a show, I want it to be there. Like,
my
if
God.
I ever film a special, it's going to be at the City Walk in Margaritaville.
No fucking way.
I love it.
It's like those sweeping crane shots over the crowd. Like, you have Michael Bublé at the wheel turn, and then you have George Saba at the Universal City Walk Margaritaville.
They closed the gift shop at that one.
Weird
though.
Segue. You're mad about it.
Well, it's not a segue. No, they did. They did. I was just thinking, like, because I was like, oh, I was about to say that one's my favorite one, but then I was like, I don't think it is.
What's your favorite Margaritaville?
You have a favorite Margaritaville.
That reminds me, this is tangential. I'll get back to my favorite Margaritaville. I was at the Glendale BevMo, where I get like cocktail materials, and I heard this couple, and the girlfriend was like, babe, where are you? Oh my gosh, babe, you sure know your way around the Glendale BevMo. I thought that was like the sickest burn you could ever give someone.
So they're either like in the middle of committing a crime and trying to blend in, or she's bullying her partner.
You sure know
bullying,
your way around the Glendale.
Wow, babe.
Riley, have you ever been to Margaritaville at all?
I have never been to the literal or metaphorical Margaritaville.
Not even the metaphorical.
Even the metaphorical. I was never positive that like the chain of Margaritaville was directly tied to Jimmy Buffett. I was always like, wow, that's really similar. I wonder if Jimmy Buffett's gonna like sue for copyright or something like that. if it as if it was a completely separate experience and that it was just like a strange name for a place that directly resembled a Jimmy Buffett song.
Right. Or that the song was written about the establishment that's been around
exactly.
for a few decades.
Exactly. Jeff, you ever been to Margaritaville?
Glad you asked. I have waltzed past the Cleveland Margaritaville, but always opted for Punchbowl Social Club. And I think George can back me up on there because we're both Ohio brethren, and his girlfriend was one of my friends in high school. So we'll often find ourselves in Cleveland over with the winter break, going out in the flats, making a night of it. Fucking, which, why have we not gone to Margaritaville, actually, since when you come to Cleveland?
Yeah, well, I'm usually only in Cleveland for, like, 2 days.
Right.
And in that time, it's like, you gotta show me the Cleveland-only stuff.
And we do go to my favorite tiki bar in Cleveland that is better, for sure.
Well, all right. We can be, like, a little tentative about the words we use, like, better in comparison to
We should take a break.
Empirically
a
good
break.
In comparison
well,
to
saying,
like, Jimmy Buffett.
I think after the break, you might not hear from me for the rest of the podcast.
We'll be right back after these few messages. Marty!
Riley, I have an Amazon subscription set up to send sunscreen to my house every single month. But it's winter, the sun doesn't come out here, so I don't need it, but I keep buying it because I keep forgetting to cancel it, and that's exactly the sort of thing that Rocket Money can help you out with. Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I probably had, what, 3 subscriptions? Okay, I think I might have close to genuinely 2 dozen subscriptions.
Oh my God,
things.
Alfred.
And some of them are only like $1 a month. but it adds up, okay? I've been trying to save money, and look, Rocket Money is a lifesaver. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending, and it helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings, okay? There's never been a better time to save. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. Rocket Money will even negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/review. That's rocketmoney.com/review. rocketmoney.com/review.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax. The way car buying should be.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alfred, what's your social battery looking like right now? Because I know for me, I have been stressed out the wazoo and I am drained, mama.
Well, Riley, darling, it is 8:39 on a Monday night. My social battery is at 1%.
I have been so drained. I am I'm a little ambivert, so I love being with people, but I love being alone. And so, but when I'm with people, I'm on, and then I hit a wall, and then I'm like, it's time for me to leave. And so I feel like that wall has been getting closer and closer lately. It means I'm like, I'm a mix of an intro and an extrovert. Like, I don't consider myself fully one or the other.
I've been using it wrong.
What have you been using it for?
Oh, I thought it meant that you could only socialize if you're on Ambien.
Got it. Well, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. It's beautiful in spring now. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Like me, I do a little bit of both. Alf, where do you fall?
I need time away from you, that's for sure.
Okay, therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've never listened to the show before, you don't know this, but if you've literally ever thought about the show, you know that Alf and I are both in therapy, and we have been for years. I love therapy so much. I cannot stress it enough. It's the best thing I ever did for myself, for my mental health, for my overall health, my emotional life, physical life, literally everything. My life has fully changed from therapy, and I feel like everyone should be in therapy. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Do you want me to read your ad copy?
Do you want to?
Hey, this Casper mattress is really cool.
I wish we could get sponsored by Casper mattresses.
So who are your sponsors?
A lot of car stuff.
Wipers 123 and then Bespoke Post and Manscaped.
Bespoke Post.
Remember the Weekender?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I was thinking of Behance, which is when you, the website for the Adobe Creative Cloud.
Yeah, it's not that. And we're back. George, you just embarrassed yourself, right?
I mean, I have to agree with you because you're the host of the podcast and you said you would cancel me if I don't agree. So, yes, I'm a That's big exactly fool.
Right. And we'll cut this out and we'll make it all look like we're agreeing and it's all good.
That's right. I'm agreeing.
George, would you like to start us off with your first review of Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville?
Yeah. After we decided to do Margaritaville, I like immediately looked up a review because I knew I'd forget. So I haven't read this in a while. So this is ostensibly a cold read.
Got it.
Can you give us the name and the amount of stars, if any?
Totally. So this is Sean T.
T.
Jeff, what does the T stand for?
The T stands for... Thonger.
This is Sean Thonger. This is tangential.
Thonger.
Have you guys watched Marrying Millions?
No.
You guys have a lot of leeway for rambling here.
Okay, first of all, don't watch Married to Millions before you watch Selling Sunset.
Selling Sunset is so good.
Here's the thing. I actually think you should watch Marrying Millions before Selling Sunset. The gist is it's structured like 90 Day Fiancé.
Sure.
And so you're following different couples, and the conceit of each couple is one person has lots of money and the other person has much less money. And that's it.
Oh my God.
So a lot of marriages.
It's a lot. Well, and you should watch because it's
not so fast.
It's
not
like
so fast.
Pretty twisty. All this to say, there's this one woman who's also from Vegas, whose name is Shanti. And so I was just reminded by saying Shanti out loud, and her boyfriend, he's the one with less money. He says her name, and if anybody watches this, is a really good impression. He goes, Shanti? I get so nervous when I meet Shanti's friends. It's a really good impression.
We're going to look this up, and so there's no show called Married to Millions.
I love that it's like, if you have seen it, but also if you haven't seen it, this is a really good impression. So you don't need to have seen it to know that what I'm doing is really good.
And I'm aware it's an auditory medium. So I want you to know I'm stretching my mouth out to show one of my teeth.
This has to be the clip. This has to be the Friday
George
clip.
George looks like a shark.
But this is my impression of, and I don't remember his name, but it's Shanti's boyfriend in Marrying Millions. And it's, I just get so nervous around Shanti's friends.
We watch the show and it's just like, yeah, I kind of get nervous around Shanti's friends. You know, like what
Well, sorry. And if it's like that, for full disclosure, I should show my impressions of Jeff and Riley.
Yeah, let's see. Let's do me first.
Okay,
me
great.
First.
Okay. And Jeffrey's is, I just get so nervous
around Shanti's friends.
Do Riley.
Riley's just so nervous.
That's totally Riley.
That's so it. That is looking Swan. In a mirror.
That is so good. Okay. You gotta be on the SNL. You gotta be on the SNL.
That's my reel.
Okay, this is from Sean Thonger. Really
So Sean Thongery is from North Las Vegas. And this is in June 8th of 2019. He gave it 3 stars.
Which Margaritaville?
Is this for the Margaritaville?
Oh, this is the Universal City Walk Margaritaville, the very one beautiful. I frequent.
Cool.
My SO and I came to spend the day at Universal Studios, reserved our seats 4 hours in advance. The park closed early, earlier than expected, but Margaritaville was gracious enough to still seat us earlier than our reserved time, which was a great plus. The wait time on food took some time. They were bush, which is understandable. Their strawberry margarita was good. My SO had the shrimp scampi, which was great. I was not a huge fan at all of the jambalaya. I asked my waiter to take it back. Definitely not worth it. My waiter's name was Alex, and he was great despite not enjoying my own plate. Overall, I had a good time. However, our wait time for our food did up towards the end with my entree. I was able to have some of my SO shrimp scampi and enjoyed. Big shout out to Alex for being a great waiter. As I read it, I probably should have chosen wackier.
I was about to ask you if you had to rush to get this review done in the last 15 minutes before the show.
I established I did this a week in advance. But George, I didn't read it.
There's so many good ones. There's so many good ones. I chose 4 that we could have done.
I don't remember what spoke to me. It's the most down the middle is 3 stars. I don't know why I chose the most banal.
I'm weeping. Oh my god.
All right, class, thank you so much for your attention on this. I know it's the first day after spring break. I know that we had 2 weeks off, but I really appreciate you guys giving me your full and undivided attention. Just to kind of be fun on the first day back, let's go around the room and just kind of hear about your guys' vacations. I'd love to hear. Let's start with you, Tracy.
This summer was jam-packed, full of adventure. We went on a safari. We went to Kenya and we saw the elephants and the giraffes. It was so cool. And after that, we actually chartered a yacht to the Mediterranean.
Wow.
And then finally, we ended the trip in Paris, France.
That's amazing, Tracy. What about you, Josh?
Tracy.
What about you, Josh? I had an amazing time. I mean, we just stayed home, but my mom made sure to make every weekend have a theme. We flew a kite. We did a beach day in the backyard. It was so imaginative. It was the perfect summer. Wow. Thanks for sharing, Josh.
It looks like Jeter's asleep.
Jeter, please, are you asleep?
Sorry, I was candidly was lulled to sleep by Tracy's vacation and by Josh's time home with his mom.
Lulled to sleep, or were you doing that like performatively? Because that's kind of rude.
Well, it started performatively because I'm lashing out after my dad left. All right, so we can forgive it a little. And then I earnestly fell asleep.
I'm really sorry, Jeter. That's a huge bummer.
Your father left you, Jeter? Is that true?
Ran away full speed.
He sprinted away from the house.
Yeah, he said, take care. And then I watched him sprint down Alpine Terrace, my home street.
Do you have any idea of where he is now?
No, he's so fast.
So you think he's just...
He left his phone. He went off grid.
I was just going to ask if you could do Find My Friends.
No, I can't, right?
Okay.
Jeter.
You think it would have been the first thing I thought of?
Of course.
Well, if you ever want to talk to me, Mrs. B, you can, and I'm always here.
Cut to him talking to Miss B.
Oh, you scared me, Jeter. I didn't even hear you come in.
Hey, sorry, you just said, I just wanted to take you up on your offer.
No, of course, of course, yes.
No, I mean, now the way you're saying it sounds like you didn't really mean it when you said it.
No, I meant it.
Well, and again, to drive it home, my dad ran away full speed, and my mom smokes cigarettes all day.
Yes.
Do you know what my older brother does?
What does your older brother do?
He makes guns.
I'm so sad to hear that. Yes, I'm sorry. I was sending a text message. It was kind of risky, but Let's talk about
you. What's the risky text?
Well, I went on this date with this guy, and like he just was like, it's trying to decide whether or not to go on the second one, and he hasn't texted me back, so I'm just trying to figure out. I basically said, hey, had a lot of fun the other night, would love to see you again. So it's risky for me, but my stakes are different.
You said a double text?
It wasn't a double text. It's just he didn't text after the first date. It doesn't.
Well,
Your father ran away, so it's more important that we get to your issues. My doomed love life, we'll get to that later, so.
All right, so it seems like your mind's somewhere else. Let's talk about this love life a little. Did you, like, how'd the first date end?
Well, he sprinted away at full speed, and...
Wait. About 6 foot, brown hair, eyes like mine.
Mine, yeah. We have similar eyes.
Did you go on a date with my dad?
Is your last name Algonquin?
Yeah. Jeter Algonquin.
Cheater, I know where your dad is.
Where? You've been... How did you not put two and two? Algonquin is not a common name.
You're Jeter in class. I don't think of you as Jeter Algonquin. But this
we
guy...
We do go to one of a new age schools.
This guy was Mr. Algonquin, I'll tell you that.
What does that mean?
Got to them at a Hooters.
Hi there, welcome to Hooters. What can I get you guys today?
Hi, I was on a date here the other night, and,
Oh, I recognize you! You were with that 6 foot something tall glass of water, weren't you?
Yeah, eyes like...
It's my dad.
Like, eyes like both of y'all's, yeah. For sure. I see it. Are you mother and son?
I mean, maybe someday. who knows? Yeah. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Did you see that? You didn't happen to see that guy come back in here, right? I mean, you're one of the waitresses. I was wondering... Because on our date, he was sort of... you know...
Sort
of flirting with you guys too, and like I don't want
to. Oh yeah, don't worry about that, hun. Everyone does it to us here at Hooters.
I got a little jealous. But I wanted to appear cool to him. So.
Oh darling, don't worry about me. I'm tied down. I got this rock on my hand. Don't worry about it. I have seen him. He did pass by a few times. He did come through here. He always kind of exits through the back. In fact, I think I saw him come in this morning. I don't know if he fully left the premises, but I think he did go in the back. I hope that helps, darling. I'm so sorry.
No,
I'm going to give you a free...
Yeah. Do you mind if we go to the back?
Oh, go right ahead. Don't worry about it. I mean, you came in at like 1 p.m. It's not too crowded in here at the moment.
We walked to the back. All of the chefs are also dressed sexily. Oh, hi, sorry.
What are you looking at? Keep walking.
Nothing. We were just looking for this guy, 6'2", last name Algonquin.
Oh, Algonquin, that tall glass of water. Yeah, he's in the meat fridge.
What?
He's in the meat fridge?
Stop looking at me. My eyes are up here, huh? My eyes are up here. Go gay! Get back where you came from.
I'm only 4'9". My eyes have to go straight to your huge schlong and your tight shorts.
Stop looking at me. I'm getting nervous.
Oh my God.
Why are you
so nervous? You're beautiful.
No, you don't have to say that.
He means it.
No.
He means it. He's very forward it. Child. He's... Middle school reading level.
God, you're middle school. How old are you, kid? You look like you're in what, third grade?
I am in third grade. I'm 8 years old.
You have the reading level of a middle schooler? God.
That's
right. I wish
right.
My kid could be like you. Yeah. The man's in the meat fridge. I'll guard the door so no one else comes in if you want to go in there.
Thanks for letting us in strictly because I'm so smart.
I opened the door.
Dad?
Cheater? What are you doing here?
I came to find you.
I didn't want you to come looking for me, son. I ran away as fast as I could for a reason.
Why?
Cheater, play nice, all right? I'm scared he's gonna run.
He's my dad. It is, if he didn't want me in his life, that's fine. Just pull out of my cigarette smoking mom next time.
No, Cheater, my boy. It wasn't about you. It was about me. I wasn't ready to take care of the smartest kid I've ever met, huh? Your reading level's still the level of a middle schooler?
Yeah, it's always been that way and it'll never change.
Wait, so you're not planning to get... Sorry to insert myself in this. You're not planning to go beyond middle school, so when you're in high school, you'll still be middle school?
Sorry, I'm 8 years old. My long-term thinking is not fully developed yet. Tomorrow feels like 100 years from now.
Hey, Melanie. Nice to see you. Sorry for running off on you the other day.
Oh, I get it.
You don't have to get it, Melanie.
I'm appearing chill. to your dad.
You don't have to. He wronged us. Dad, do you know what Samson's been doing since you've been gone?
Oh, God. What's he up to now?
Building guns.
That's what he did before. I thought you said.
No, that's what he started doing. Do you know what he did before when Dad was around?
Something equally kind of problematic?
No, he sculpted when Dad was around. He had hands like the guy who sculpted the David statue.
So just sculptor's hands, you should have said.
He had sculptor's hands, and he's using those sculptor's hands to build artillery.
Mr. Algonquin, I get it that you had to get away from your family.
Melanie, your veins are popping out of your skin.
But why a meat locker? Why a meat locker at Hooters?
I didn't think that was a question I would ever hear, honestly.
You thought people would just sort of get it?
Melanie, you a little cold?
Freezing, yeah. How long have you been in here?
Well, I guess once you're in here for a certain amount of time, it's
he dies. What? Cut to the ash spreading ceremony.
Oh, Gita, your father was a no good little prick, all right?
You're not much better.
Well, at least I didn't freeze to death in a Hooters meat locker, all right?
At least that. Yeah, I suppose at the very least you didn't freeze to death in a Hooters meat locker.
Hey, you turned out okay. Your reading level's still that of a middle schooler?
That of a middle schooler, yeah, exactly right. You have another child who is building guns.
Oh, Aiden? Don't worry about Aiden.
How can I not?
Who's this? Who's this little two-bit nothing behind you?
I am here to read the rites for the ceremony. This has been a very interesting conversation to overhear. But let me just do a secular reading. We're gathered here today to mourn the loss of Peter Algonquin, a man who, and then, yeah, I can see that you kind of, sorry, Jeter, is it?
Yeah.
Did you cross out some of these and add your own wordings?
Yeah, I did. Okay. I can read
it. Jeter has the reading level of a middle schooler. Jeter, honey, you should just go up and read it yourself.
Would you mind? I'm so sorry to do this. I know we're outside, but it seriously feels like we're hotboxing the world. Could you just put the cigarette out until we finish the ash spreading?
Oh my God, little Miss Pris, I'll put it out.
Jeter, yeah, would you like to read it? Obviously, it might.
Yes, thank you. We are gathered here today to mourn the loss of my yucky poppy. He ran away full speed, and he is stupid and poopy mouth. Okay? He has a big, stinky butt full of hair. He has a hairy, stinky butt, and now he is dead. He is dead. He ran away from my mom, who smokes cigarettes, and my brother, who builds guns, and he is full of farts. When he's dead, he is going to fart so much in hell. He's going to fart all freaking day in hell. That's his hell. It's full of fart.
That's enough, Gita. That's enough.
Oh, mom.
You just slapped your son with a cigarette. I can't stand for this.
We all wanted to do it. I was looking around. Everyone was feeling the same way.
I did not
want to
slap him.
Do not pretend like what I said wasn't true.
No, it was true, Gita. You have the reading level of a middle schooler, but you have the writing abilities of a third grader, because that's what you are.
An old-timey pistol sound goes off in the air. Everybody turns and looks. I'd like to say a few words.
Samson Aiden, my boy.
It's Aiden now. It was Samson then.
Holy shit.
Gita, language.
Sorry, I have the reading level of a middle schooler.
Our father was my muse. I often sculpted his amazing legs. And he sprinted away, thus ending my illustrious illustration and sculpture career. I sculpted his thighs, and he used them to rise up.
Mom, hit him. Hit him with your cigarette like you hit me.
Sorry, I just like, again, me reading the rites. This is generational trauma that I'm witnessing being started in front of my very eyes. I think we should just spread the ashes over the Atlantic. Is that okay?
Gita, how do you feel?
Fine, spread the ashes.
Okay.
Aiden, what say you?
We'll see what happens. Okay, I'm gonna spread it. Opening the lid, and the first handful.
There he goes.
Second handful.
Why, you could have just tried dumping the whole thing out. You don't have to dig your mitts in there and grab bags of my father.
Now your hand is covered in Peter.
Well, shouldn't be much of a surprise to you since you're constantly around Ash. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Wow.
Gita, you gonna let him talk to your mother that way?
I'm not. Samsonade and give me one of your guns.
Tosses it.
Catches it, no look.
You're gonna kill me for that?
I hate my family, but I love my family.
What? Before you even get the chance to shoot the gun, he falls off the cliff into the ocean. Of course!
I blow the gun as if I shot it and spin it up.
Hit him square.
Cut back to the classroom.
So, Jeter, what was your summer like?
It's okay.
Jeter looks straight to camera, winks.
Jeter!
I have a good one. I have two good ones. We honestly might have to do Margaritaville part two because I have like three other good ones.
Will. We absolutely will.
This is Amy D, 5 stars of the Margaritaville in Cleveland, Ohio, my hometown.
George, what does the D stand for?
Amy De Niro.
You talking to me? Amy De Niro.
You talking to the D?
Nice. Amy De Niro writes 6 months from today ago. Okay. Had brunch here yesterday with a big group of friends, and this place was great. We had a birthday party outing set up with 40 people, and the place we were supposed to go absolutely dropped the ball on our reservation. We quickly ran over to Margaritaville, and they scrambled to save the day and accommodate all 40 of us. Our server, Dante, and the manager worked so hard to take care of us and really did an impressive job. Let's face it, no one expects to walk into work first thing Sunday morning and get a surprise 40 top. Great company, great food, friendly service made for an outstanding day. We ended up hanging out there from noon to 4 and had a blast the entire time. Thanks, Margaritaville, for saving the day and helping us make some amazing memories. Hi, welcome to Margaritaville. How many in your party?
Hi, 100.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, you match the tone. You match the tone of the establishment. We are all for fun and games, but really, how many people?
100.
They start filing in.
Not including me.
Oh, okay.
Hey, hello. Hey.
Hey, hey, yeah, hey, hi. Do you have an event with us? I didn't see one on the schedule. That's a lot.
No, we just thought we'd be able to walk
in. How do you know these people? How do you know this many people at once?
How do I know? Okay, well, Jared, I know from our running club.
That's exactly right. We run together.
Michelle, I know from playing pool at the local dive.
Don't you know it? Sorry, you meant Michelle R or Michelle K?
I meant Michelle R.
Sorry. I thought it was weird. I thought it was weird because you and I don't play pool together.
No, we don't. I know Michelle D from skiing.
Boom, boom, boom. Down the mountain. Breckenridge it is. Can you accommodate 100 people?
Sorry, the two Michelles. Can you keep it together? I'm trying to get us a table for 100.
I'm sorry, Seth.
Okay, we are not busy. I'm just worried about the bills. You know, how many tables we are going to have to move together.
We'll split it 100 ways or Venmo. We'll just put one card down and we'll Venmo. Is that your concern?
I don't know if that's going to be possible. Because, yeah, it sounds simple and good. I'm wondering maybe we do 5 groups of 20 or 20 groups of 5. Like, somewhere in between there seems doable.
I got to talk to everybody. I never see these people. We got to.
That's why I'm confused. Why I'm confused. Again, my name is Siri. I'd love to help you guys out. I just very am baffled. This doesn't happen.
From the back of the crowd, from the back.
Hey Siri, get us a fucking table.
They all roar.
That's good, Brian D. That's really good, Brian.
Thanks.
D.
Yeah, listen, nice.
If I can give you context,
I would love.
I'm an astronaut.
What?
I'm an astronaut, and I come down from space one day a year. All right, and I've already milled down all the people I care about to 100.
You okay. Couldn't have milled it till like 18.
Oh, sorry. Let me just mill out some of my most loved ones. Some of these people are family. Isn't that right, Aunt Dickie?
Yee-hoo! Aunt Dickie here just got off my high horse. Let's talk grounded for a real spell. I'm humble. Thanks for inviting me, Astronaut Darren.
That's right. Astronaut Seth Darren. Perhaps you've heard of me, Siri.
I don't follow current day space missions. Thank you for your service. I don't know what I'm supposed to say to an astronaut.
Yeah, you're supposed to say thank you for your service. I've been in the vacuous void of space for nigh on 10 years, and I get one day a year. Have you seen the third Pirates of the Caribbean?
The whole crowd of 100 people answered at the same time.
Yes. Wow, that was scary. A Tiny Tim nephew comes and shines your shoes, but your shoes aren't leather.
I'm wearing sandals.
What is that? Who is this?
Cut to the day that astronaut Darren had to cut down to 100 people out of the thousands he knew.
Seth, we really need to get prepared for the spacewalk. All right, we need to collect the specimen for Mars. It's like the whole point of the mission.
Is Brittany Kendelson, we went to high school together.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in the same friend group.
Yeah.
But like you and I never hung out one-on-one, right?
We didn't hang out one-on-one, but it was always one of those things that it's like, oh my God, we should hang out, you know?
We should hang one-on-one,
We should
right?
hang one-on-one. We should absolutely
Seth,
hang one-on-one.
I'm so
and
sorry
now
to do
could
this.
Be our chance.
It's like so expensive to call from the space station down to Earth. So this doesn't feel like one of the calls that you should have made is all. It's supposed to be to family and to Houston is all.
I was a popular jock. And I came from one of those families that knows all the families in the neighborhood. So I know a lot of people. I just have to tick, tick, tack one down. And Brittany is
It might be easier. And I'm so sorry you have to hear this, Brittany. It might be easier to kind of knock people off the list if you don't call each one over. Like,
yeah, no. Seth, you can just totally knock other people off the list. Like,
you.
I think they're going to be fine. Hmm?
I don't care.
Sorry, what'd you say, Mike?
I just think that if you haven't spoken much since high school, but you were kind of tangentially related, that you shouldn't come
no.
to this.
Hey, Seth, here's something that I bet you didn't know. I've always, this is kind of embarrassing because you're
say
like
it,
a
then.
Big
if it's
astronaut
don't
now
say it.
And
no.
you've like, you'll never think of little old
oh
me.
Oh my God, tell me.
I have always had the biggest, fattest, juiciest crush on you.
Don't be flattered. That's
oh
going to flatter
God.
Him and then he's going to invite you.
I have thought of it a little. Yeah.
You've
that's
crossed
my mind.
Brittany's husband,
have you
Brittany's
thought
husband
of us?
Comes in at the back of the Zoom chat. Hey, Britt, he's jacked. He's like a Hemsworth. Hey, honey, can I get you anything, like a cocktail or like one of your wines?
Brian. Can't you see I'm on the phone with literally NASA? With literally NASA.
I'm sorry,
on the
I
phone.
Just wanted to make
literally
sure.
Literally
NASA. Yeah.
Get out of the room, Brian. Get out of the room on the phone with literally NASA.
I'm going.
Thank you. Love you.
What the hell was that? That's how you treat your husband?
Sorry. What? Oh, sorry. No, it's like this little, it's like a game we play. It's
was that actually Liam Hemsworth?
It was. I call him Brian because, like, you know, we're on the phone and, like, I don't want him to get embarrassed because he is actually Liam Hemsworth. But Seth, but, like, you're the one who I've always kind of, like, fantasized about and, like, always dreamed of going you know, just like being with an astronaut is crazy. And back in high school, I know that like you weren't an astronaut then, but I always kind of knew.
Warts.
I always kind of knew that
warts.
This is what you
oh my
end
warts.
Up to.
Warts. Bad skincare routine. Mm-hmm. Lots of boils on his face. I hate to be a part of this, but like he's ugly. And your husband is the most attractive man I've ever seen in my life.
But is my husband an astronaut? I don't think so.
He's a famous rich actor.
Sorry. Didn't realize I would get slandered for having combination skin and an oily T-zone. Listen, Mike, should I point out your flaws? All right. I'm just trying to.
Yeah, what are my flaws? What are my flaws?
All right. Well, for one, you're being like a real jerk right now.
You're being a jerk, Mike.
We cost American taxpayers $5,000 an hour. This is the day. This is the day that we do the first walk on Mars. And you're FaceTiming with a married woman to flirt.
Who do you talk to for help, right? Don't you have like people you need to talk to? No, maybe you have no friends because you got one eye, Mike. You were born with one
Ooh.
Eye. We don't talk about it, right? We only look in the eye you have, and it's all normal, right? But you got one eyeball.
Get him.
Did I go too far?
I overcame so many barriers to become an astronaut. Most of all, the lack of proper depth perception. Due to my lack
this
of
whole conversation, you two are floating around each other.
I was tested harder than any other astronaut in NASA because they were worried about sending a man with only one eye and altered depth perception to space.
I am sorry. I knew it would draw blood when I said it.
I'm not offended.
Are you taking me to Margaritaville or not?
That's where you're going? That's where you're going to bring this group of people.
Yes, I have 100 people to take to Margaritaville.
You don't work out on the ship, by the way. I hate to bring this up, but like you're supposed to do exercise. When you go back down to Earth, you're going to be a pancake. Cut back to the Margaritaville.
So anyway, that's if you wanted to know, Siri, that's sort of what I've been through.
Okay. Yeah, that makes... I didn't want to ask, but you're just skin and bone. You kind of flop around like...
Does Siri need an update? Why haven't we got our table yet, Sev?
Oh, that's really good.
It's not even a good. That wasn't even a good one.
That's really good. Yeah, one of the people who I invited is comedian Adam Carolla.
Fine. We'll seat you over here. This is a private event. We're going to have to charge you for it.
Adam, you were right. I knew I should have name-dropped you earlier.
That's not why we let you in. That was the last straw. Yeah.
Can't believe you guys are Corolla heads here. Yeah, fine. Charge us. We're ordering food and drinks. Anyway, I've got NASA money.
You're spending it on taxpayer dollars?
Yeah, I mean, look, I never get to see these people. I never get to spend money. What am I going to buy up in space? Rocks? They're free, idiot.
Dude.
Get him!
Wow!
You have a peanut gallery.
Yeah. Wait, what do you have? Who do you have, Siri?
Little Tiny Tim runs up to Siri.
And can I have some peanuts?
Insane that you have an orphaned kid with soot on his face. Seemingly, did he just come from a middle school play, or is this how he lives?
This is how he is. He's an orphan. When I'm up in space, how am I supposed to give back to people? I'm in space.
Give him some money. You said you have NASA money. Don't spend it on a private event for 100 people at Margaritaville.
I was giving him money. I'm giving him a dinner, all right? Teach a boy to fish.
Margaritaville by Jimmy Buffett starts coming on over the loudspeakers. All the entire group. Oh, I love this song. All dancing in unison.
Hey, living on sponge cake. Watching the sun bake.
We'll be right back to fucking get your drink order. This is unbelievable.
Shoeshine.
Shoeshine.
Are y'all ready for the final review?
We are.
Yes. This is from Nina E.
Extravaganzar.
Nina Extravaganzar from Hendersonville, Tennessee. It's a 4-star review of the Margaritaville on the Las Vegas Strip.
That's a good one.
I drove by on my road trip.
I've walked through. We considered going there.
George, how many Margaritavilles have you been to total?
I think, look, sat down and eaten at probably
insane.
Like 3 different ones. But I always like to look.
It's so much worse than you don't eat at some of them you go to.
It's a gift shop. And it's always an option. Because Lauren, they have gluten-free options for her, which is like a consistent thing, especially in a place like Vegas where it's like you can never know.
Lauren being your girlfriend who has celiacs.
Yes, she has celiac disease. It's not preference. God cursed her from eating gluten.
Okay. Well, this is from Nina Extravaganzar. 4 stars for Margaritaville on the Strip. Love and happiness. That's what I call happy hour. Always love coming to an old-time favorite. Our waitress/bartender is on point. We ordered some sides to go with our drinks. Amanda is helping us out. I like her friendliness. She's talking to me like she has known me all my life. I give her 2 stars. And the appetizers, 1. But it's all good. Even my margarita gets a star. Young and old, it's all good.
It's all good, baby. Hey, everybody. Thanks for coming to my party.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know Cynthia.
Oh, yeah. You know Cynthia? Roommate? Yeah. Well, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think you guys have good vibes.
Are we early?
Right on time, baby. No one else has shown up.
Is Cynthia here?
Cynthia is not here. She's been in the bathroom for what feels like nigh on one day.
Okay, but she's in the house.
Well, I'm not going to knock on the bathroom.
I don't think she's in the bathroom, man. What's your name?
My name?
Yes. What's your name?
Kirsten.
Kirsten?
Kirsten.
What's your
Christian.
Christian? What's your last name?
Christian Dior.
your name is Christian Dior?
We can have multiple names, baby. Names are just words we apply to people, right? They're just fucking words.
Wait, you can have multiple names, or multiple people can have the same name?
Because multiple people can have the same name, baby. Multiple.
But you don't have other names. It's just Christian Dior.
Just Christian Dior. That's my name.
Matt, stop. We don't have to get into it with him. Maybe we can come back another time.
Wait, hold on. See, you guys got brought wine. What are you going to do? Just take that wine yourself? I've seen the gift. That'd be awful rude.
It was for Cynthia.
Christian thirsty.
What was that? You just...
Christian thirsty, baby.
Christian thirsty?
Can I? Yeah, because we got a text from a new number, and it said, hey, it's Cynthia, just got a new phone. Why don't you come on over? I'm having a few people over for a little hang session.
Right, yeah. So, full disclosure, that was me, Christian.
Okay.
Right, you didn't. All right. You did not need to say that, we figured.
Oh, you guys are like little detectives. You guys are like my little detectives.
You just told us. You just told us.
Yeah, you fully said you sent the text. Right, listen, I think we're going to go. I think we're going to head out.
Hold on, my little detective friends. I got crime for you to solve.
What? You have a crime?
What are you talking about? It's like a joke?
Well, it's a little serious, actually. Ever since you said. You didn't need me to tell you that, so you must have inferred it. I've been trying to solve a crime.
Do you work in law enforcement? Are you a detective at all?
Not at all. I think cops are bad.
Good, cool, good, good.
Good, yeah. Good, so do we.
Right.
What crime are you trying to solve?
A murder.
Is this a murder mystery party?
No, this is a real crime. The party was just supposed to be good vibes. Didn't know my new friends were detectives.
Who was murdered?
Who was murdered?
Yes, that's what she said.
Of course, you bring up there's a murder. Who was murdered? How are we supposed to know?
Commodore Beasley Gorp.
We're absolutely leaving. Commodore Beasley Gorp?
He's a Commodore.
They don't have those much anymore. It's not common enough.
It's why it's novel.
Knock, knock, knock at the door. Knock, knock, knock. Rapping, knocking at the door.
It's open.
Hello. Oh, hello, Christian Dior. Have you met new friends to help us solve the murder?
I have, Zsa Zsa.
Zsa Zsa what? Or is her first name Zsa and last name also Zsa?
First name Zsa Zsa. I'll let her say her last name.
First name Zsa Zsa. Last name Borg. My husband was murdered.
We see she's wearing like a tinfoil alien outfit. Like a la Andy Warhol.
You're looking great, Zsa Zsa.
Oh, you too, Christian. Now tell me, does anyone have any leads on what happened to my husband, Commodore?
Well, looking for you, Zsa Zsa. I made friends with two detectives.
We're not.
We're not detectives. We are here for Cynthia. We were throwing her a house.
It's a housewarming party.
Oh, moved in with a Craigslist
roommate.
They look mighty smart.
Thanks.
Say, either you own a magnifying glass?
I do, weirdly, but it's not for what you think it is. It's for reading small texts. I collect old volumes.
Say no more. Practical. Say no more.
I have to say more because it clarifies it and changes it.
No, you don't. I stop listening.
Right, yes. That's what I was worried about.
Well, listen, Christian, I wanted to come by because I have a new piece of evidence that might help with the murder. Okay, all right. I'm really sorry about your husband, if this is real. Of course it's real. Commodore was murdered in cold blood.
Whoa. It wasn't supposed to thunderstorm.
Christian
tonight.
Plays on piano. Dun, dun, dun.
Out of tune.
Thank you, Christian.
Out of tune.
Okay, oh my God. I can't believe we're still here. All right. Christian, remember the last time I saw you? I said that the last words Commodore ever uttered, do you remember what they were?
Just say it at the same time. Just say it at the same time so you don't say it twice.
We gotta say it at the same time.
What
is what? What is up, you?
you guys said different things kind of delayed from each other. I don't think
said,
this was...
He absolutely said, what a pew. Man, that's... He had a way with words.
That has...
He died on his waterbed and on his bedside table in the little drawer. I opened it up and what did I find?
What?
What did you find?
Can't believe I care enough to ask.
I found a bloody shoe.
You time it so well if you're doing that. If not, it's just weirdly happenstance that it thunders at the same time.
It was a light up sneaker.
No.
We all know what that means. What does that have to do with
the front
anything?
Door gets kicked sneaker? In. A Chuck Norris looking guy. Colonel Mustard, not from Clue, although it's a happy coincidence here to solve a crime.
Oh, Colonel Mustard, I'm so happy you made it.
Christian Dior, I need more of that fancy cologne you gave me.
I've got it in spades. Say, Colonel Mustard, couldn't help but notice you're only wearing one shoe.
So I am. I lost it not in a drawer.
Can we say something? I think this is crazy. Zsa Zsa, do you have the shoe that you found?
I do. Why?
Well, there's no reason to have that.
Well, I think my guess is that the shoe is Colonel Mustard's other shoe. So
yeah,
he
I have to.
Your husband.
Let's just figure this out fast because it was obviously Colonel
what?
Mustard.
What?
No way.
Never.
Christian?
I knew my friends were detectives, Colonel. Say,
you
Colonel.
Never told me that. I just got here.
I said I knew that. I didn't disclose that to you, Colonel. I kept that as a secret for me and for Zsa Zsa only.
Is this so it's a really a crime scene? Because I'm starting to get a
I
little worried.
I can't tell if this
is this a party.
I can't tell what this is.
Oh, no, this is all real, babies, honeys. This is all real. This happens every night for
She
us.
Comes back with the shoe.
All right. I can't believe I'm doing this. Colonel Mustard, I know you would never hurt a fly.
This is some weird Cinderella stories you got going on here, Christian Dior, the fashion designer, for real. I'll put the shoe on, but why don't you test where the toe hits? I'll guarantee it'll be a half size off.
What do you mean, test
okay.
where the toe hits?
When you're at a store, a Foot Locker of sorts, and they kind of let you test out which sneaker size you really need, because it varies brand to brand. You put your wiggly, writhing foot inside.
Here we go. I put the shoe on. It fits perfectly.
Fuck.
Colonel Mustard, baby. You're under arrest.
Colonel, how could you this to my dear
I
Commodore.
Was always jealous of the Commodore. That's right, I did it, but it was only to win back your approval in affairs romance. What
You'll
the fuck are you
get
talking
my
about
affairs.
His name is Colonel Mustard. You're supposedly the actual fashion designer Christian Dior. You guys solve crimes. Well, and he killed
every
your
night
husband?
You solve crimes
we
every
don't solve
night?
Crimes. You guys solved a crime really well. We experienced
She
a lot
put
of
a
crime.
Shoe on him. She put a light up Skechers on his foot, and that's it.
And I would have
I work
never
at
thought.
Le Pen Quotidien. I know nothing about crime.
Oh, that's an awful fancy word.
Oh my
Le Pen
God.
Le Pen Pokey Doke.
No. Forget it. You know what? Listen, I guess we should. I don't want to call the cops, but I do feel like we should call the cops because there is a convicted murderer.
I've got
in
handcuffs,
the house.
Baby. We don't even have to. This crime happens to us every day, like I said.
And I'm still standing here, not trying to flee.
So is this like on a loop? Is this the crime you play out every night?
Cynthia Different comes out of the moment. Bathroom. Okay, guys, that was perfect. If we can do that when we open the doors tomorrow night to our immersive theater experience, It's going to be a
Cynthia,
hit.
Cynthia!
What?
God damn it!
Are you kidding me, Cynthia? What? This is an immersive theater experience.
So then, what's everyone's real names? Are your names Christian Dior, Zsa Zsa, and Colonel Mustard?
I'm actually Christian Dior, baby. It's very little acting on my part. She just tells me to show up, and I say, boop, 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 baby, baby. It's here.
Well, hang on a minute. How did you get the thunder and lightning to go? Well, that was just a coincidence. No way! That's real! Are you kidding me? This! Shook me up! Whoa! What's been shaking you, George? A current obsession, air grievance, the floor is yours.
I'm late to the party. I guess this is the most recent thing I think of. So the Parks Department search and rescue thing. There's a thread on Reddit just talking about all the scary things that like Parks Department search and rescue has to go through.
Really?
To like find people.
I've not seen this.
Feel free to just read on. They're like little creepy things. There's one about like a bear man who like stole a boy.
What?
Yeah, like you can read. It's on No Sleep, so it's sort of like questionable whether or not it's real or not. But like, it's we'll never know. Like they have to go like 30-40 miles into the woods. Like at different national parks, it's like, well, why else would anyone go off trail that far? And one of the things apparently is that there's like staircases that lead to nowhere. And the thing about the search and rescue department, again, according to this Reddit thread, is like, you're just not supposed to talk about the staircases. They'll be like your first day, you might see a staircase and they'll be like, hey, I saw the staircase. Isn't that weird? And they'll be like, yeah, do not talk about the staircases. So that's one weird thing. Another thing is like, they rescued a guy with a, broken leg who was like climbing just top roping
sure.
somewhere, and they rescued him from like a cavern and he had a broken leg and he was like in shock and like very delirious and he was like I was climbing, I actually reached the top and there was a man there and I was like, hey, like how's your climbing? You're making like conversations you do on the top of the mountain, and he turned around and apparently he had no face. And
it's not real.
The guy freaking out. He like quickly like rappelled down, but he rappelled down too quickly and like got caught in the cavern and broke his leg. And the whole time he could hear the muffled like trying to speak, but you have no mouth.
That's not real.
Like, no, that can't
it's not
be real.
Possible.
It can't be.
Look and like it can't. Like just read the things. Read the things.
But I mean, it's
and I would say
it's. I mean,
it's fun. It's fun.
It's fun.
Interesting.
It's interesting. It's not real because if it's real, then I can't sleep tonight.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's called No Sleep.
Right, for sure. What? Anything? Any other choice stories from that thread?
The one about the bear man was like two kids come. Oh, actually, like this is a smaller one. I think it's interesting and a little bit like, oh, maybe that's because all of them have like that one's the least plausible. The one with the man with no mouth. One that's like feels kind of like spooky plausible is like, you know. The grandmother and father and like there's three generations, I suppose. and like the daughter of the father are out, you know, about. And the daughter like climbs a tree and she climbs the top of a tree. It's like fun. And they're like watching, making sure she's safe. And she just never comes down.
No, no.
She never comes down.
No.
She never comes
down.
She's
taken by a hawk.
They search the tree. There's nothing. No one in the tree.
What the fuck?
Taken by a hawk. Taken by
a bird. You thought he'd taken by a bird. Talons and all.
She was taken by a bird.
You're so definitively mm-hmm. sure.
You know what? They don't say the age. So I feel like that's plausible. I feel like a pretty big bird could take, but you have to be like
light as shit.
Old enough that you could like climb a tree.
Right.
Like a scrawny little gal taken
but
by
like,
a bird.
Pure muscle density.
Right.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Riley, what about you? What shook you all the week long?
There is this game called Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes. And it is, so you play it on your computer. It's basic. It's great for a distance game in this COVID world of ours, and it's also just great to like have. So it's on the same platform of stream that you can play like Jackbox games on and stuff on your computer. And so basically, the premise is that it's like as a group. It's a group. You can do it with two people. I guess two people or more. But the premise is that it's like the group is collectively working together to defuse a bomb. And so one person holds the computer. And so they're the only person who can look at the bomb. And each bomb has like different levels. They have like different quote unquote modules. So it's like some bombs have a 5-minute time limit with only 3 modules and you get 3 strikes. And then the harder you get, like the harder they become, the more there are, the more intricate it gets, whatever. but the rest of the team can't look at the bomb. But they have like a packet, and each module is explained on each page. So if there's one module that's like different horizontal wires, and it's like, how many, like, which wires do you cut? And it's like, okay, if there's three wires and there's only one yellow, cut the fourth, or like, so I don't know how to explain it other than like, it is so much fun. And the person on the computer has to verbalize it. Be like, okay, I'm spinning around. We got four modules, and this is, and it kind of scratches the itch of like an escape room, because everyone's working together solving these puzzles. It is so much fun.
But you have to
be
in person.
No, you could do it over Zoom. You could do it over Zoom if one person has the software on their computer. And the rest of people are on Zoom trying to figure it out while this one person is doing the software. You can do it remotely, but it's very, very fun.
What shook me all week long is whiskey sours. Just gonna keep it simple. I've always been a straight whiskey guy, and recently, being in quarantine and all, I'm not getting my fix of that creative shit. As in going to a cocktail bar, having a handsome madam or man or a bartender of any sort, make me that egg cream. So I've started doing shaken, then stirred over ice, whiskey, egg white, simple syrup, lemon juice, shaken without ice, shaken with ice, strained into a glass, and garnished with bitters. And I'm bitter about it because it's taken me this long to love that head. Because of the shaken egg white, there is a foam at the top, and you can adorn it with Angostura. And it's just, it's, I feel like I'm at Death and Company. I really do. Because it's the fanciest drink I know how to make nowadays. And it's brought me many a girl's gaze. I'm lonely as fuck.
You're still single?
I'm so lonely.
You're still single?
I absolutely am. The bed next to me every night is empty, and so is a tiny place in my heart. And it's guarded. It's obviously guarded.
The bed next to you, you sleep with two beds.
Well, the bed is guarded by a dog, and my heart is guarded by heartbreak. Just a little bit of heartbreak.
Well, George, thank you so much for coming on this week's episode of Review Review. We have loved having you. I can't hear a word you're saying, George. George has muted himself. He has absolutely muted himself. He's still muted.
All right, get out of here.
Thank you, George. Have fun at therapy.
Well, you can find Riley on Instagram at Riley Anspa, on Twitter at Riley Coyote. You can find the show on Instagram at Review Review, on Reddit r/ReviewReview, and on Twitter at ReviewReviewShow.
ReviewReviewShow.
Oh, it's so many ads.
You can find Jeffrey on Instagram at I am Jeffrey James, on Twitter at Don't Play No James. Thank y'all for listening. Hey, thanks for listening.
What's that?
Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening.
Are you happy?
We'll see you next week.
We will. And we're happy about it. We're not pouting about it. And
I love it. I love it.
Arrivederci. Oh, God.
That was a HeadGum Original.